This episode of Start From Scratch is sponsored by Keila Waldron, CPA. Give her a call at 919-665-5305. It's tax season. I know you need to get your motherfucking taxes done. Give her a call if you want to get a nice quote. Use the code name Kurt. She does business tax, personal tax, payroll, and accounting. Keila Waldron, CPA. Give her a call, man. All lives matter. Black lives matter. Start from scratch. Kurt's Box. It's Martin Luther King Jr.'s birthday today. Rest in peace to that good brother. Support black businesses, first and foremost. Support black businesses. If you're going to spend money, stop fucking with Ralph and all these other people. Spend money within your community. Stop talking about each other and spend money in your community. I got a lot to talk about. I wanted to set up the equipment yesterday and say what I had to say, but I got lazy. It was Sunday. Spent time with the wife and the family. So I didn't set up no equipment. Controversial anti-gay Atlanta bishop who was accused of sleeping with 5 teenage boys dies of cancer at the age of 63. Rest in peace to Eddie Long. When Eddie Long was alive, I had a lot of negative things to say via Twitter. I just couldn't understand if he was so dead set against gay relationships, lesbian relationships. Why speak on this so heavy? But then be allegedly accused of sleeping with 5 teenage boys. You've seen the pictures. He's wearing a red tight shirt, flexing his muscles. And they're saying that he sent those pictures to these little boys. I don't want to use this bed. Like, I'm already upset. Give me a second. I don't want to use this bed. Now that they got this singing and shit in the background, I don't want to use this bed. I want to go do another bed. I'm sorry. I got to start this over again. This gets on my fucking nerves. I wasn't well prepared anyway. I just said, oh, I ain't hear the song in a while. Let me do a J. Dilla bed. Here we go. So anyway, getting back to Bishop Eddie Long, the late Bishop Eddie Long. You were taking pictures with these tight shirts on. Boys were coming out the closet, no pun intended, stating that Eddie Long was sleeping with them. And like they were just having a barrage of fun. Now, let me just read off some bullet points on Eddie Long that I gathered together. Eddie Long was a senior bishop at the New Birth Missionary Baptist Church in Atlanta. He died of cancer. Now, here's what's so funny about what he died of. Everybody, when I was on Twitter, saying that was his karma. I think Eddie Long knew for a while, him and his family, I think they knew for a while that he had cancer. Because ain't no way in the world you're going to be from being a chubsy wubsy dude to go all the way down and get real frail and then just die. I think he knew he had cancer. Like, we seen the pictures when he got small. It was like, damn, that's Eddie Long. But Eddie Long kept up the spirit like, nah, I'm good. Everything's straight. I think he didn't want to put it out there that he was dying, but he knew he was dying. A lot of people thought it was HIV and all that shit because of him allegedly fucking with these young boys. I don't know. Like, back in 2010 and 2011, there were lawsuits out the ass, no pun intended, about all these little boys that he was sleeping with. I don't know what that was about. It might be true. It might not be true. I don't know. But ain't no boys going to come out the closet, no pun intended, and talk about how this bishop slept with them. Not out of the clear blue. Not unless they were trying to squeeze money out of him. No pun intended. But it just seems odd. Same thing with the whole African Bambaataa thing. There was accusations that African Bambaataa was sleeping with little boys. I'm from the Bronx. Streets talk. Streets was saying that it was true. They said him and Grandmaster Flash. They were saying them allegations are true. Again, this is what I'm hearing in the streets. Allegedly. This is what I'm hearing. Anyway. They said Bishop Eddie Long allegedly took them around the world and married one of the boys in the ceremony. Again, I don't know how true that is. The suit that was up against Eddie Long was settled out of court to $15 million. $15 million in payouts. Just to be like, look, we did something. I asked you to keep your mouth shut, and now you want to come out the closet and talk about it. You shouldn't have done it in the first place, bruh. They said that Eddie Long was also accused of misusing his charity funds between 1997 and 2004. Position of power. When I used to be an active Mason, and one of the brothers in my lodge stole $9,000 from the lodge, he actually forged my name on two of the checks. One was for $4,000, the other one was for $5,000. I was so disgusted by it. My man pulled me to the side and was like, "This, yo, when you're dealing with different organizations and people of a position of power, shit like that is going to happen." So to hear that Eddie Long was misusing charity funds from 97 to 2004, I believe it. I believe it. I believe it. They said Eddie Long didn't cooperate with investigators who found no evidence of wrongdoing. Well, Bishop Eddie Long is dead now. That's just the way it goes. That's just the way the ball bounces. No pun intended. Tax Stone got locked up. Tax Stone got locked up for pretty much his beef with Troy Ave. I pretty much thought the case was over on Tax Stone's part. We didn't hear anything. Oh, well, people were rumored to saying it was Tax Stone this and Tax Stone that. I'm just like, all right, whatever. That's whatever. That ain't had nothing to do with me. Martin Luther King Jr.'s birthday today. I opened up my phone and all of a sudden, bam, Tax Stone got arrested for allegedly what, shooting at Troy Ave, and that's why Troy Ave was defending himself. I don't really know. I don't want to say the wrong thing. But the way Twitter is going off, everybody's pretty much calling Troy Ave a snitch. But think about it like this, right? Your boy, your bodyguard, was shot and killed, right? For you allegedly having beef with this one person. It was a fist fight. Next thing you know, guns are drawn. Pow, pow. Your man gets hit. He dies. You get hit because you allegedly shot yourself, but you're trying to shoot the person or persons who shot and killed your boy. Now you get caught up. You're not snitching, but at the same time, that man's parents, that man's family is like, yo, you need to do the right thing and make sure his killer or killers are in jail, B. Would you say that that's snitching? I'm not saying Troy Ave is a snitch. However, his boy did die that night from that club shooting. I don't know what happened, but you got to place yourself in the situation of that young man who lost his life that night. His family is feeling a certain way. They want to know who killed their son. This person needs to be locked up and put away. I don't know what the fuck's going on. I don't know. Tax, hold your head. Tax has a dope podcast called Tax Season. If you've never heard it, check it out. The dude is funny as hell, man. Definitely funny as hell. Rest in peace to Miss Aaliyah Horton. Today is her birthday. Today, Aaliyah would have been 38 years old. Rest in peace to Aaliyah, gifted singer, performer. Hopefully her family as well. And today is also Sade's birthday. I hate seeing names like this, like on Twitter, when this hashtag was like, hashtag Sade. I'm like, damn, I hope she's not dead. It's that bullshit. But I got a sigh of relief. Whew, all right. They were just saying, happy birthday. Martin Luther King Jr.'s birthday is today, and we do a lot to celebrate this man's birthday. We have done a lot to protest this day to be a national holiday. Try to not commit no fuckery today, people, on this day. If you're going to commit fuckery, do it another day. Don't do it on Martin Luther King Jr.'s birthday. I personally was a fan of Malcolm X. Rebel rouster. Listen, they put hands on you, you defend yourself by any means necessary. Martin Luther King was a type, like my wife, to say, we shall overcome. We don't need violence. We don't need violence. You're right. But I'll be damned if you're getting a motherfucking fire hose talking about y'all niggas better get the fuck out of here. No, fuck you. And I'm pissing on your white water fountain. I got a drink from this shit. I couldn't have been a slave. Then again, maybe I could. I probably would have been dead. Because I'm naturally a smart ass and I would have been talking shit right back. You know what? I don't feel like bailing this cotton no more. You motherfucking bailed this cotton, bitch. It would have been a problem. I'll be on my asshole shit sometimes. It is what it is. But shout out to Martin Luther King Jr. Last but not least, Wyclef. You heard me singing that song in the beginning? All lives matter. Black lives matter. Wyclef. In this country, black lives matter. Let me tell you why. We're the victims. We're the one that they look upon as thieves and crooks and rebel rousters and troublemakers. Nah. Because we look a certain way don't mean that we're out to cause trouble. Sometimes you find white men suited up with a briefcase. They're the ones that's up to no good. For you to say all lives matter, black lives matter. Nah, only black lives matter, man. He said Martin Luther King Jr. and he said all lives matter in the same sentence. You can't be serious, bro. You can't. If all lives matter, what about all that money that you was allegedly accused of stealing from donations going to Haiti? I'm not saying you did it. I'm just asking a question, bro. I'm really just asking a question. Wyclef, think before you speak, bro. You're too talented to be on your bullshit. Too talented. If you don't have nothing nice to say, don't say anything at all. I'm pretty sure people listening to this episode, and they're like, yeah, you too, motherfucker. Fuck you. All right? And I got this platform to say what I got to say, and I'm going to say it. Okay? All lives matter. Black lives matter. Nah, just black lives matter. That's it. That's all. You should know that more than anything, Wyclef, because, shit, much French black people in fucking Haiti that needs help. Only black lives matter. Period. How much help is going to Haiti right now? Do you know? Are you helping? I'm pretty sure you are. If you're going to record a song, talk about how Haitian lives matter. We need to continuously help to support what's going on in Haiti. That's what I got to say. All right. And don't forget, support black businesses, people. Stop being on your bullshit. Stop looking for discounts. Support black businesses. I'm meeting more people little by little, day by day, and I will be supporting their business for free, especially if you're black. There's nothing wrong with mentioning what another black person is doing, or Hispanic. It doesn't hurt to make a mention, especially since I got this platform. But if you got corporate dollars to spend, cha-ching, ching, ching, let's talk about it. Cut a check. I'm unemployed. I need bills paid too. You know what I mean? Start from scratch. I'm Curtis Fox. Y'all enjoy the rest of y'all day now, and catch me later on Instagram Live, personal underscore page. I'll be recapping the day's events and probably talking about whatever new shit's going to pop up in the news. Because all day this Troy Ave thing has just been trending all day. Tax Stone, Troy Ave, Irving Plaza, the shooting. It's just been trending all day. So, I'll be back later. If not tomorrow. Peace, y'all.